Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peake.
And I'm Ryan Peake.
And we're the Peake Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peake Brothers. I'm Seth Peake.
And I'm Ryan Peake.
And we're the Peake Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peake Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect affordable home.
My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the city park. Go to ParksideRealtors.com. H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years. The leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Eric Church, live in concert. At the California Mid-State Fair. Saturday, July 18th. Yeah, you're out there. Get tickets now at midstatefair.com.
Having a record year. Funny how melody sounds.
Don't miss Eric Church.
What I'm drinking.
Saturday, July 18th at the California Midstate Fair.
How long can you stand on one leg without losing your balance? Having and keeping good balance as you age is fixable. This is Doris Lance with your healthy habits. Researchers have pinpointed how to gain or improve your balance, but you have to put in the work. The enemy is called scarsopenia, the loss of muscle mass that results in lack of mobility, strength, and flexibility. At the top of the list of risk factors is getting too little or no physical activity. Not only can this have a detrimental effect on mobility, over the years it has been linked to a higher risk of immortality. Decrease in muscle mass and bone density are very much affected by the amount of exercise you get on a daily basis, plus a healthy diet. Sitting is the number one cause of scarsopenia, as well as inadequate protein intake. Starting an exercise routine can be a daunting task, but the best way to approach it is to swim, walk, bike, do yoga, or other activities slowly, and build up in frequency from there. Keep listening to Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator at Cuesta College, who adds, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Pass Ripple's Planning Commission to discuss changes to cannabis regulations. Cal Fire schedules prescribed burn at Morrow Dunes Ecological Reserve. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 101. It's 64 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazenbear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. In its May meeting, the Paso Robles City Council directed staff to develop a cannabis regulatory permit and remove the cap of three such businesses. The Planning Commission will meet tonight at 6:30 p.m. to discuss Council's recommendations and consider a recommendation to allow for adult use, non-storefront retail cannabis. Proposed amendments to the municipal code would also require non-storefront cannabis businesses to receive a cannabis regulatory permit, allowing the city to continuously monitor owners and employees of cannabis businesses within city limits. The proposed ordinances would not allow storefront retail cultivation, manufacturing, testing, laboratories, distribution, and more. The Planning Commission's meeting will be held tonight at 6:30 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Paso Robles has been nominated in the top 10 best wine regions for USA Today Reader's Choice Awards. Paso Robles is described as having gorgeous views, intricate diversity, and five-star hospitality, offering everything from small batch tasting in the vineyard with the tiny family wineries to some of the most breathtaking vistas with the capacity to welcome a crowd. Community members, visitors, and wine enthusiasts are encouraged to vote for Paso Robles once per day through Monday, July 20th. To help showcase Paso Robles wine country on the national stage. Voting can be done at 10best.usatoday.com. Cal Fire to conduct prescribed burns at Morrow Dunes Ecological Reserve. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazenbear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazenbear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today 805-635-7200 or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn, weather permitting, at the Morrow Dunes Ecological Reserve in Los Osos. Cal Fire says the operation will promote the regeneration of three rare, threatened, and endangered plant species that are either fire-dependent or benefit from fire. It will also reduce the accumulation of flammable vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires. Cal Fire says that due to the amount of fuel being removed, the project will be ongoing with several burn days as weather permits. Smoke may be visible in the surrounding areas. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's consent agenda is a confirmation for appointing the city's next fire chief, announced last week to be David Van Son. On public hearings is also a resolution to remove one hazardous oak tree at the Atascadero Senior Center. The second public hearing is an annual military equipment report. Per California law, the city is required to review and approve any military equipment used by their law enforcement agencies. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The City of Atascadero's next Coffee with the Planner event will be this week on July 16th. This month, Coffee with the Planner will be held at 9 a.m. at Malibu Brew Coffee. These are informal sessions allowing staff to hear from the community on a variety of topics pertaining to the city, including zoning, land use, city policy, and development projects. Each event has a specific topic, but staff are happy to address any topic. Staff this month will be discussing the upcoming general plan update and zoning code. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, for the Home Run Derby, Cardinals slugger Jordan Walker upset Phillies star Kyle Schwarber. Walker hit six home runs on his final six swings to beat Schwarber. The final tally was 12-11. Tonight is the All-Star Game. In California news, a lawsuit has been filed by 12 states, led by California, to block the media merger between Warner Brothers and Paramount Studios. Attorney General Rob Bonta claimed the merger would end up harming audiences on every sofa and movie theater seat in the United States. If the merger goes ahead, the new company would account for over a quarter of film releases. With Disney, Universal, and Sony, the four would control 86% of the film market. The governor's office announced that California families buying their first zero-emission vehicle this summer can get $3,500 off at the dealership. Newsom signed SB 168 yesterday, a bill that created California's new rebate program, dedicating $135 million to be matched by an equal contribution from participating automakers. 1 week after the California DMV informed thousands of drivers they need to retake their tests due to irregularities, the DMV has spoken up as to why. DMV spokesperson Giovanna Herrera said the irregularities could point to a widespread cheating. A notice to retake the test does not indicate the DMV has determined the cheating occurred for an individual, but the tests are flagged as potentially problematic. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. Cave, your all-news time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The U.S. Trade Representative has launched an investigation into Brazilian policies that may unreasonably restrict or burden U.S. commerce. RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard discusses what that means for American cattle producers.
They found that 90% of the deforestation in Brazil is caused by agricultural production and that the illegal cattle raising represents 78% of that 90%. So the USTR was going to impose a tariff of 25% on all goods of Brazil. However, with respect to beef, they were going to exempt beef and apply no tariffs on Brazilian beef.
RCAF testified before the USTR objecting to an exemption for beef and arguing that excluding it would sideline the product most directly tied to the conduct identified in Brazil. Bullard says the current 26.4% tariff rate quota is not sufficient.
Brazil has continually exceeded the tariff rate quota, and they just continue to blow by that quota, which clearly indicates that 26.4% is not enough to offset the cheaper production costs they have in Brazil. So they have artificial advantages to the U.S.
And the Center for Biological Diversity has filed an emergency petition with the Environmental Protection Agency asking them to add warning labels to pesticides containing ingredients that show possible links to cancer.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
KVRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The first U.S.-grown pears to be harvested this year began shipping to retailers and canneries last week as the season kicked off in Sacramento County. After a historic spring heat wave, the crop matured faster than usual this year. Growers along the Sacramento River started picking Bartlett pears, the state's top variety, on June 29th, about 2 weeks earlier than average. California pear growers aim to sell most of their crop before September, when they lose market share to pears from the Pacific Northwest. Justin Bloss, sales and marketing manager at Lodi-based Rivermaid Trading Company, California's top pear supplier, said the early harvest could benefit growers in the state by lengthening their market window. "It's really a blessing," Bloss said. California is expected to harvest about 91,000 tons of Bartletts this year, down 15% from last year's 107,000 tons, according to the California Pear Advisory Board. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs right around 101. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs right around 104. Northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Mostly sunny on Sunday. Partly cloudy Monday. Sunny on Tuesday. 100 Thursday, upper 80s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, low 90s on Monday, 93 a week from today. Currently, it is 68 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed. Crude oil prices topped $80 a barrel again this morning as Middle East tensions returned to the forefront. The consumer price index cooled last month. Inflation retreated to 3.5% pace for the year as measured by the consumer price index. In prepared remarks to Congress, Fed Chair Kevin Warsh again committed to bring inflation down, though he has offered no clues about whether an interest rate hike could be coming. Big bank earnings are topping expectations. J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Citi, and Wells Fargo all reported better than expected earnings and revenue, but bank stocks opened mixed. IBM is seeing a dramatic shift in companies pulling back on software spending. It will impact its earnings. IBM share is down 22%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli, fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in the Tascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com and Freedom of Speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer, El Camino Real Atascadero. 238-5775, call or text that to get in here on this morning.
I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, through my clothes, and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair, and stumbled down the stairs to meet
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Barry, protect what matters. First up, he'll have Brett and Candace Saberhagen. It's Sabes Wings, financial support for cancer patients, the monetary and the emotional consequences of Medi-Cal financial, the toxicity on patients and the families. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, it's a rags to riches story, bootstrapping oneself to success. Mr. Danny Morgan will be in, local business owner's view of Slo County private economic development. So there you go, this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Speaking of putting on my cleanest dirty shirt, we got
text in. Let's see here. Kevin, this is probably on the dovetail of the story regarding the person from New Jersey who was told to remove his shirt. To remove his shirt because one of the attendants was not happy with it. The shirt said, "Bombing kids is not self-defense." Let's see. Clothing containing words is not. Okay. So anyway, so the gentleman, he did change his shirt and he was able to fly home. All right. But here's the text. "Kevin, there should be dress codes enforced by the airlines. People look like lazy slobs while traveling these days. Golf courses have no denim and collared shirts only policies, which tend to alleviate the class of people who play there. This would eliminate issues like controversial t-shirts." Okay, well, not all golf courses. I shouldn't say that, at least in California, because I know in Florida, on a couple of the public courses, they don't really give a damn. Okay, we're not talking private country clubs here. All right. Now, the airlines, yes, more and more people look like lazy slobs. I mean, some are outright disgusting. However, most people are wearing what is viewed as casual clothing. Even in first class, I mean, people look better in first class, let's put it that way. I mean, that's just, you know, the nature, I guess. But very seldom, and Chris, on your recent flights, and maybe you didn't look as much, but do you notice many people wearing business suits?
No, I did not notice many people wearing anything of the sort.
Okay, I very seldom see a business suit, per se. I just think that's the... Now, it may be different. Well, I know it is different. East Coast tends to be a little bit more formal, but even with that, getting on planes, whether it's in Florida, New York, or Baltimore, I don't notice a lot of people wearing suits, ties and so forth and so on. So we are a more casual society, but again, I've seen people look like they have pajamas on. And, you know, again, you're sitting there, God, I hope the person doesn't sit next to me because it doesn't look like they showered either. So anyway, the dress codes on the airlines, I don't know, sir, what your dress codes would be. I mean, just to be considerate of others and also yourself. You know, decent pair of pants and shirt. What's decent? Well, I don't know. We start to get into semantics here, and if you don't know what decent is, I don't know what to tell you. Let's see here. Why would the city, on the text, why would a city wait for the week of the fair to start a major road project on a major road? Very good planning, people. Well, as I mentioned yesterday, because we got an email concerning that as well. One is, the fair doesn't open until 4. It has to get started at some time. And if they started it in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month, it's going to be, well, school just started. Well, if they started it after that, well, they're starting their Christmas vacation. And if they started it after that, well, they're starting it in the rain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It has to get started at some point. Yesterday I started taking a different route to the gym when I leave here, and it did not ruin my life. So, these projects, again, from when I had Adidas on, and this wasn't necessarily on the air, but, you know, they have a start date or a set start date, and they're not always 100% on time. Again, these companies aren't just doing, in most cases, aren't just doing one project. So they're trying to coordinate things, and there's coordination with other entities that may have to come in as well. And also they run into problems. As Adidas did explain on the air, that we have, I shouldn't say we have issues. There are things that come up sometimes underneath the ground because of a lot of the lines or plumbing, whatever it is, underneath, have been in there for a long, long time, and they need to be upgraded. and then you have, you know, the wiring and everything. So nothing is that simple. Plan for it. Again, the fair doesn't open until 4. So the crews, especially in this heat, they're probably wrapped up by 4 or 5. So it's not going to be that big a deal. There's ways to get around it and get in. So, again, the point is they have to start it sometime. Sometime. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL regarding that. There was another one, I think, on the text. Let's see here. Okay. Even back in the 90s, when I was 30, I still didn't like the license plate frames that women had on their cars. And here is, and you can figure this out, 0 to B in 4 seconds. Or you call me a B like it's a bad thing. I only put B in the text because it's radio. Well, again, you know, people that do that or have that or what, it's a shirt or something like that, they may be doing you a favor. So look at it as a blessing. Okay. Again, I tend to do. So, but we keep pushing the envelope and allowing things because we have a right to do so. I think the word right should be changed is, well, it won't be changed, but how about teaching the responsibilities and so forth? But we'll see. Okay, there was something else that had to do along these lines here on it, what it is. It was had something to do with the, your governor. Once again, if you remember a couple years ago, there were incentives for you to buy EV vehicles because the governor wants to push everybody into electric vehicles, even though the state of California is buying quite a bit of their electricity from out of state because we don't have any, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we already know the prices of our energy bills here in the fine state of California. So they had that program, and they ran out of money. So the California governor, he signed legislation introducing instant point-of-sale rebates for first-time electric vehicle buyers. The My First Ever EV program offers $3,500 off new EVs with a suggested retail price of up to $50,000 and $1,700 off used EVs costing $25,000 or less. Okay, these discounts are backed by $135.5 million in state funds. The states doesn't have a good budget. And now, if I went to the governor and said, look, I'm looking to buy a new truck for the radio station, could you offer me some money? In other words, the government is offering people money, our taxpayer money, to buy an electric vehicle, okay? This is a really silly and outdated suggestion, but if somebody wants to buy an electric vehicle, I don't think my tax money should pay for it, just like I disagree with Trump on the 1,000, the Trump funds. I don't think so. Of course, I don't think that I should pay for your kids' breakfast and lunch either. But this is okay in California, at least according to some. So maybe you have some thoughts regarding this, another giveaway to the government. Which, by the way, speaking of giveaways to the government, you may be aware of this, is that of the 11 most expensive states to live in, 11 of the most, and I don't have the complete list of them, but you can probably guess what some of them are. 10 of them are run by Democrats. And this includes just about everything. Housing, rents, regulations, gas, et cetera, the energy policies. The list is endless on these high taxes. Meanwhile, it's the same party that keeps talking about billionaires getting more money from them and making things more affordable. Yet their track record indicates that in the instances of these states, including California, that the Democrat-run cities and states are the most expensive in the nation. And again, you have pro-labor rules that drive up wages and costs, regulatory overreach that creates hurdles and delays, energy policies that inflate the electricity and gasoline bills, and the reckless spending, which leads to higher taxes. And the reckless spending in many of these states includes, of course, handouts to people. And not just handouts to people that are American citizens, but handouts to people who are not legal citizens of this country. And the ones who get on the knees in front of the Democrats and keep putting them in office are the ones that are voting in these people that are taking more money from them. It's what's happening here in California. So when you find that nine out of the 10 most expensive states are run by Democrats. And here we go. California, Colorado, Hawaii, Oregon, New York, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Washington, and Illinois all have Democratic governors. And also, most have the Democratic supermajorities in their state legislature. And they are saying that they care about the high cost of living. They have helped create it, along with the morons that have voted for them. So, and not surprisingly, California is the most expensive state in the nation. By far. Okay. Now, here's an example of California. Remember, we need to start more housing, get more housing, et cetera, et cetera. We've heard that. The cost differential in California compared to most of the other cities, or states rather, is the slow permitting timelines. The typical California development takes 49 months. Now, for example, in Texas, it's just 27 months. Think about that. Now, I may be off by a little bit on this, but I think that the Empire State Building took 9 months to build. So to get a development even started, the timeline, 49 months in California. Why is that? And again, I mean, even here on our own county, because I've heard it for years from both sides of the supervisors, well, we need to do something with the permit process. It needs to be speeded up. Well, I don't know, for you contractors and so forth, how's that worked out? Has it gotten better, or is this just an issue maybe with the county or maybe one particular city or other? I don't know, because we haven't had to do that in a few years. And it was from the county anyway. The city was good. The county was a pain in the neck with the back and forth of putting a stick in the ground, basically, is what it was. Okay, so when you look at some of the states, including Illinois and California, our energy bills are, in many cases, 40% higher. Think about that, 40% higher. And it's going up because of the increase in the gas prices that started at the beginning of this month. And then you have more and more minimum wage requirements in some of the cities. The price of goods will go up. And then you have, I mentioned this yesterday, on the dairy products and some of these other things, the cost of your groceries could go up as high as $190 a year. So it continues, and then their solution is to tax the wealthy. You heard Susanna yesterday on this, the billionaire's bill, that there is a caveat in that bill. You know, because they're calling it the billionaire's tax. Now, remember, the devil is in the detail. And she mentioned, and I know that I mentioned when this first came out, you need to look at that very carefully, because they can lower the threshold, and they're going to have to. So when you, well, those billionaires, et cetera, that, you know what, just read the bill and understand. They will keep lowering the threshold and get it down to maybe even middle-income people. And this is just not when you see $1 billion. This is total assets. total assets. So remember that. I know that the November election is, you know, kind of far away for most people, but it's best to start reading up on it early. Pass the words to your friends and family and neighbors and so forth, and let them know what's in the details, because they will not stop coming after more of your money, not only your money, but also the goods that you have that have been passed down, or things that you have acquired because you saved for them and you wanted them, et cetera, et cetera. That's all going to be computed, including your house. So something to think about. All right, there you go. We're going to exit. Stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's consent agenda is a confirmation for appointing the city's next fire chief, announced last week to be David Van Son. On council's public hearings is a resolution to remove one hazardous oak tree at the Atascadero Senior Center. Paso Robles has been nominated in the top 10 best wine regions for USA Today Reader's Choice Awards. Paso Robles is described as having gorgeous views, intricate diversity, and five-star hospitality. Community members are encouraged to vote for Paso Robles once per day through Monday, July 20th, to help showcase the city's wine country on the national stage. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 101. It's 69 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Iran took a five-hour pounding in the third straight night of CENTCOM airstrikes, retaliation for attacking more commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz.
We're taking out all of their capability for anything having to do with the Strait, with the Hormuz Strait.
President Trump says the U.S. now controls the Strait. Lindsey Graham's sister Darlene will be sworn in this afternoon to fill out the rest of his South Carolina Senate term. Senator Ted Cruz urging the Senate to pass Graham's oil sanctions on Russia to hasten peace with Ukraine.
We rename it the Lindsey Graham Russia Accountability Bill. We ought to pass it into law. That's a legacy, because this man ferociously loved this country, and I consider it an incredible honor that I got to be his colleague for the last 14 years.
Graham said he could see the prospect of peace on his final trip to Ukraine right before his death. America's listening to Fox News.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right. Hot. High of maybe 101 or 102, and clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-60s, and could hit 104 on your Wednesday. Thursday will be at 101, or could get to 101. Then we'll cool down to the upper 80s on Friday. Same on Saturday, low 90s Sunday and Monday and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:58 a.m. 8:20 p.m., we are at 74. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. All right, the right choice, KPRL. We're 10 minutes away from 8.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah.
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, a delightful and cooling atmosphere you'll enjoy. All right, this event sells out every year, so don't wait to sign up. It's the 22nd annual Ron and Susan Gallagher Memorial Golf Tournament. It will take place August 15th out there at Hunter Ranch and hosted by the Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce. And great food, friendly competition, great contest, and unforgettable fun. So you can sign up, go to the Paso Chamber and Templeton website, and get that done ASAP. Remember, it does sell out, and it's coming up August 15th. All right, there you go. Also, this is not August 15th, but it is a lot of fun, and you might want to get in on it as a sponsor or sign up. It is the 2026 Pioneer Games. It's coming up on the third annual. My goodness. All right, it's at the main fairgrounds at the Paso Robles Event Center. That's October 10th at 3 o'clock. And this, I've said it before, and I'll say it till I don't say it. This is a hoot. This is just a fun, fun event. All right, so you can be an event sponsor or even get in on the competition, okay? So go to PasoRoblesPioneerDay.org. All right, see you in October. All righty, community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant every day. Yep. They've got lunch, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Okay, 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock here at The Right Choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, where they've got what you need and they can fix what you've got. That easy. Yes, indeed. All right, we have the happy camper out there. She's having another birthday. Sherry Bajan, Cody Sheldon, Laura Savage, Caitlin Burson, Lacey Hernandez, Sharon Graham, and Carl Grilly. That's your short list on this Tuesday. On my right-hand side, some folks you may have heard of, no doubt. Oh, the governor of Kentucky and also Commissioner Baseball, Happy Chandler, 1898, 1991. George Tobias, the actor, 1901, 1980. Now, who's George Tobias? Well, the Glass Bottom Boat. He's a character actor, but you may remember him, and I'm pretty sure this is right, as Abner in Bewitched. He died in 1980, as I mentioned. Let's see who. Hanna-Barbera cartoons, Flintstones, and others. William Hanna, 1910, 2001. You talk about character actors, none, well, I shouldn't say none, but he's one of the best. Just makes me laugh thinking of him. The one and only Terry Thomas, 1911, 1990. I'm thinking of a gap between his teeth. This land is your land. Woody Guthrie, 1912, 1967. Gerald Ford, 1913, 2006. Ingmar Bergman, the director, 1918, 2007. Very good actor. Dale Robertson, 1923, 2013. Another guy from Kentucky. Harry Dean Stanton, 1926, 2017. John Chancellor, 1927, 1996. From Sunset Boulevard, good movie. And let's see here. Nancy Olsen, 1928. Polly Bergen, 1930. She passed away in 2014. Oh, one of the fearsome foursome, Rosie Grier, 1932. Country singer, the great Girl on the Billboard singer, Del Reeves, 1933-2007. Golf champ, Lee Elder, 1934-2021. Onward We Go, Cubby O'Brien, the Mickey Mouse Club, 1946. Steve Tone, pitcher with the Orioles, a Cy Young Award winner, by the way, and an announcer for a long time, 1947. Also, this guy played a little bit for the O's, but came up with the Braves, Rookie of the Year, Earl Williams, catcher, 1948. Chris Cross, the singer, 1952. Mm-hmm. The actress, Jane Lynch, was born in 1960. Matthew Fox, the actor, 1966. Well, from Santa Maria, Rigetti High School, one of the greatest college baseball players ever. Just look it up. And a very good major leaguer, Robin Ventura, 1967. Jose Hernandez, not a bad ball player, 1969. From the University of Kentucky, an NBA star, well, not star, Eric Dampier, 1974. Oh, man, this guy was good. Tim Hudson, Huddy, 1975. Taboo, the Black Eyed Peas and rapper, 1975. Played with the Raiders, Jerry Porter, 1978. And who else do we have on here? That is it. Okay. Passing away on this day, speaking of fast foods, we did this, the name came up. Richard Dick J. McDonald, he and his brother Maurice McDonald's. He died in 1998. Many names, William Bonney and others, Billy the Kid, 1881. Also passing away on this day, who do we have? Very good, that's it. Oh boy, that's it? Okay, well. I thought there was somebody else on my dead list here, but I guess not. Wait a minute. Raymond Lowry. He was a French inventor, designer, the father of streamlining. He designed the United States Postal Service logo. He died in 1986. Okay. All right. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I said this guy was good. And probably underrated. And the reason why I say that, because of the things he did, along with other pitchers in baseball history, 20 of them did what he did. 21 did what he did. 14 of them are in the Baseball Hall of Fame. What did he do? Well, he's one of 21 pitchers in Major League history to win at least 200 games, strike out at least 2,000 batters, and have a winning percentage above 600. I think his winning percentage was 62%. And he also won a game against every team in the majors, just the 15th pitcher to do so. And he retired in 2015. He was an All-Star four times, World Series champion, Comeback Player of the Year, AL wins leader, and he won 222 games, only lost 133. You look at that record compared to others, it's pretty amazing. And he started out with the Oakland A's, as a lot of guys did. They just don't pay anybody. Well, they paid a couple of these guys a couple of years ago, but for the most part, if you go back even in the 90s and look at some of the guys that the A's couldn't keep, it was an all-star team. Anyway, Tip Hudson, he goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Paso Robles Planning Commission will be meeting tonight at 6:30 in the Nordstrom at Centennial Park. Tonight's meeting will discuss amendments to the city's municipal code regarding cannabis. The council directed staff to allow for non-storefront retail cannabis and to develop a cannabis regulatory permit. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn, weather permitting, at the Morro Dunes Ecological Reserve in Los Osos. CAL FIRE says the operation will promote the regeneration of three rare, threatened, and endangered plant species that are either fire-dependent or benefit from fire. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 101. It's 72 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Now, Tim Hudson pitched 17 years in the big leagues, and he only had one season where he had more losses than wins. It's
Pretty amazing. All right. One more to go this hour, brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.